We had finally arrived on the outskirts of this forest, surely one of the finest in Captain Nemo's immense domains. He regarded it as his own, and had laid the same claim to it that, in the first days of the world, the first men had to their forests on land. Besides, who else could dispute his ownership of this underwater property? What other, bolder pioneer would come, axe in hand, to clear away its dark underbrush? This forest was made up of big tree-like plants, and when we entered beneath their huge arches, my eyes were instantly struck by the unique arrangement of their branches, an arrangement that I had never before encountered. None of the weeds carpeting the sea floor, none of the branches bristling from the shrubbery, crept or leaned or stretched on a horizontal plane. They all rose right up towards the surface of the ocean. Every filament or ribbon, no matter how thin, stood ramrod straight. Fucus plants and creepers were growing in stiff perpendicular lines, governed by the density of the element that generated them. After I parted them with my hands, these otherwise motionless plants would shoot right back to their original positions. It was the regime of verticality.